Welcome to Everyday English. In this lesson, we continue with some more uses of the verb and preposition combinations. Again, using the verb put. The first one is put off, which often means delay or postpone. We have a proverb in English which says,
"Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today."
And this means, don't postpone till tomorrow what you can do today. Here's another example of its use with this meaning, namely postpone.
She's so ill that she's had to put off her holiday for a few days.
That is, she's so ill that she's had to postpone her holiday. Put off can also mean discourage. Here's an example of the use of this phrase.
When I was young, I wanted to be a nurse, but the sight of blood put me off.
The sight of blood put me off. It discouraged me. Here's another example.
I don't want to put you off, but you're almost sure to lose money on a project like that.
I don't want to discourage you. I don't want to put you off. That is. Now, let's turn to another idiom with put. This time, put on. Put on is, of course, often used in its literal sense to mean to put on an article of clothing, as in this.
I put on my best dress for the party.
You should be careful about the use of this phrase, because although we can put on an article of clothing, we do not put it off. We take it off. Now for some further uses of put on. It can mean pretend. Now listen to this.
She says she's ill, but I'm sure she's just putting it on.
That is, she's pretending to be ill. She's putting it on. Another example.
He seems rude, but really, he puts it on to cover up his shyness.
That is, he pretends to be rude in order to cover up his shyness. And finally, put on can mean to start an appliance of some kind. Usually an electrical appliance. Here's an example of its use.
Put the radio on, please. I want to hear the news.
The meaning of this sentence is clear. Put on the radio. Switch on the radio.
I'm so hot. Put the fan on, please.
Put the radio on. Put the fan on. And now, what about put out? This too can be used in a number of different sentences or senses. It can mean, for example, to extinguish, as in this sentence.
Before you put the lights out, you should put out your cigarette.
Put out lights, put out a cigarette, extinguish it. It can also mean to annoy or offend, as in this sentence.
Mary hasn't sent me an invitation to her party, and I'm very put out.
I'm put out. I'm very put out. I'm offended.
I'm afraid Kofi was very put out by what you said to him yesterday.
I'm afraid Kofi was very put out by what you said to him yesterday. That is, he felt offended. Put out. The passive is be put out. He was very put out. Finally, put out can mean to inconvenience, as in this sentence.
They asked me to stay for supper. But I told them not to put themselves out.
I asked them not to put themselves out when they asked me for supper. That is, not to inconvenience themselves.
Would it put you out if I came to see you tomorrow instead of today?
Would it put you out if I came to see you tomorrow instead of today? That is, would it inconvenience you? Would it put you out? Now the combination put in for, which often means to apply.
My brother-in-law is fed up with his present duties, so he's put in for a transfer.
He's put in for a transfer. Put in for, apply. Put in an application for. You apply for a job.
I'm going to put in for a pay rise next week.
I'm going to put in for a pay rise next week. I'm going to put in an application for a pay rise. I'm going to apply for a rise in salary. And now, a summary of what we've done. we've met a number of idioms with the verb put. One of them is
put off.
To put off means
to postpone.
As in,
don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
She's so ill that she has to put off her holiday.
Put off can also mean discourage.
The sight of blood puts me off. That's why I gave up nursing as a career.
We've also met put on. This has the literal meaning of putting on clothes. It can be used in an idiomatic sense too. For example,
she claims she is ill, but I suspect she is putting it on.
That is, she's pretending. Put on. And now a short dialogue.
Is the interview over? How did it go?
Not badly.
You mean it went very well for everyone who appeared before you?
It can't have gone well for everyone who put in for a post.
How did Isidu's son perform?
So-so.
What position did he put in for?
Clerk grade 1.
He was supposed to have applied 6 months ago, but he kept putting it off.
Possibly because he didn't feel confident enough to appear before a large panel like ours.
I'm not sure about that. I can tell you that if he seemed to you to be shy, he was merely putting it on.
Was he?
His overbearing nature can be off-putting sometimes.
I easily get put out by such characters. A good thing he didn't give this impression.
Did he perform well?
I don't know. I was put off by one or two things he said this afternoon.
That's the end of the dialogue. Now let's look at some of the expressions. Put someone down for is another expression containing put, but it is a colloquial use. Now listen for an illustration.
Shall I put you down for the trip to Kufurjia tomorrow?
That is, shall I write down your name for the trip? I should like to consider more such phrases. Here they are.
Put someone off his stroke.
Put two and two together.
Put one in the picture.
Put up with.
The expression put up with means
tolerate.
For example,
he didn't think he could put up with his wife's rudeness any longer, so he left the house.
That is, he didn't think he could bear his wife's rudeness any longer. Put up with. Another expression, or another illustration.
I have shown more than enough forbearance. I can't put up with further insults from you.
I can't tolerate any more insults from you. Now, put in for means apply for a position or a job. For example,
I am going to put in for the position of senior producer.
The expression put someone off his stroke is an uncommon one, and it means
to interfere with the smooth running of a task someone is performing.
As in,
I was coming to the juicy part of my story, but his abrupt interruption put me off my stroke.
His abrupt interruption put me off my stroke. That is, his interruption interfered with the climax of the story. Put someone off his stroke. And now, put two and two together.
This means draw a conclusion from given fact or a given situation.
As in,
he knows how to put two and two together.
That is, he can draw conclusions from available facts. Another example.
Putting two and two together, I could say he stole the watch.
Finally, put someone in the picture.
This means give someone the necessary information.
As in,
well, Mr. Siama will put you in the picture if you didn't attend the meeting.
That's all for now. We shall continue discussion of the subject in our next program. Don't forget to tune in till then. It's goodbye for us, listeners, and have a good day.